Whack Matters is brought to you by Audible.com. If you go to audibletrial.com/whackmatters, you can sign up for a free 30-day trial where you can test out Audible's awesome audiobook monthly subscription service. Make sure to go to audibletrial.com/whackmatters. So I have some funny news to report. Do you remember our last episode?
Yeah.
So I used a thumbnail for our last episode that had Chip and Joanna Gaines from Fixer Upper, and I used the hashtags on Instagram to, you know, like Fixer Upper, HGTV, Flip or Flop. Like, I used a bunch of HGTV related hashtags, which of course meant that we got people liking our photo that were looking at the new sections for those hashtags. So we got a bunch of people that look like fancy boys and fancy girls that are like real estate agents and like, and like the truth is like, I know these people aren't listening to our podcast, right? Yeah. These people have thousands of followers that might be watching their activity. And I like the idea that this fancy real estate person or like lifestyle blogger or influencer or whatever saw that our HGTV photo had like Chip and Joanna Gaines and hit a like on it. And I like the fact that somebody that follows those people might follow it back to our podcast and realize that we literally talked about poop for 30 minutes in that episode. And we very rarely actually mentioned anything relating to Fixer Upper. But we did talk about the Superpower Brown Note for a very long time.
A very long time. The one thing I actually heard about that episode, besides from our aunt, was from our mom, who said that the bit went on too long.
The bit went on too long? Well, that's because we cut out the other bit.
Yeah.
We got real comedians for the first time. We were told that our comedy was too offensive and had to cut a bit. Actually, that's the second time, so we've been real comedians twice now.
True. Well, nobody told us the other bit was too offensive.
We just knew it ourselves.
We just figured it out.
Hey, my name is Michael, and this is my brother,
Mark.
And we're making a show called Life Switch. We Rate It, where we rate everything in the universe on a scale from 1 to 10 via our patented scale, defined in episode 0.
What word were you going for that started with an F?
Fascinated. That's not the real way to use that word, but it is a word.
Well, I've long championed the belief that if you use a big word that most people haven't heard often, and you just use it in the correct, not like you don't use the word right, but people will just context clues in what you meant.
Sure, I could have used any word. Before they call you. Yeah, I could have used like fluctuation, which I don't think is a word, but they wouldn't know. Here's the thing.
We established the cornucopia of the rating scale is what you could have done.
Yeah.
But if you would have done it more without the ums and us, like I did a bad job, but I couldn't think of a different word.
If you're still listening to this podcast, I'm going to sing a song for you, and I want you to tell me if you've heard this song before. Take time to realize that it's in my brain. It's like a Kobe Calais song, but this dude's never heard it before.
Yeah, I've never heard that song.
If you've heard that song before, can you like comment on this episode, like right below, whether you're watching it on YouTube or Facebook or whatever, just let us know what that song is, or if you've heard it before, or if I made it up, because there have been times when I thought that things existed in the real world and they were just my schizophrenia. But I don't think this is one of those.
Did you say schizophrenia?
Yeah. That's a real thing. Schizophrenia.
I think I just hear people say that word wrong then.
Did you just hear schizophrenic? Schizophrenia is the actual, like, term.
Oh, I always make just a joke where I say schizophrenic. I say it weird as a joke, I do.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it's spelled weird. I don't know how it works.
Yeah, I know how to spell it for sure. Good point, Michael. That seems like a thing I know how to spell.
There's a good song called Schizophrenia, I believe, on the second The Wedding album.
Polarity, yes.
So, anyway, we rate things on a scale from 1 to 10, and I want to rate that song that I don't know if it's real or not.
Sing it again. Give me that hook.
Take time to realize that I am on your side. See, I think there's a run there, but I just kind of winged it.
You just wanged. Hold on. So, Michael, I have a question for you real quick as a side note. Is if you wing something, is it when you tried to wing something but did a bad job?
You did a good job.
You look like the Vine Kid.
Either look like the Vine Kid or like Tingle the Elf. from the Zelda Legend of Zelda franchise if you're a nerd. Not that I know what that is.
Yeah. No, dude, I'm freaking, me and Tingle are best friends.
Sorry, for the people that are just listening to the audio, I put a hood up over my head, but I intentionally didn't put my ears in.
Like the Vine Kid.
So they're sticking out kind of like an elephant.
What does the Vine Kid do that's funny? Does he just dance?
I don't know what you're talking about.
We're going to watch a Vine compilation
okay.
after this.
I thought I was the kid, young one in this relationship.
There's a kid in... Well, Vine's not young, because I reference Vines around actual young people, and they don't know.
Well, that's
because
it went off before they got phones.
Yeah, and I get sad. But freaking... There's like a funny kid on Vine, and I think he just dances around, but he has his hood like that. he's like 11. It's great, actually. I wish Vine was still a thing.
I would kickstart Vine 2.0, and we've talked about this before, but I still would. I don't care if we've talked about it before.
Yeah, like, sometimes I just get sad.
Hey, how do you want to rate my haircut?
A 10 out of 10. I like it.
You know what I don't want to rate my haircut?
What?
Okay, for the people that are listening to the audio, I'm now going to bend over and show my bald spot, which, look at this.
Oh, Michael.
It's worse than it's ever been. I'm about to start going full, like, I wear a hat all the time mode, I think. I don't know how else to protect the little hair that I have left.
You just gotta pretend. See, that's the reason people get bald spots. Their hair gets scared about stuff and tries to dip.
My hair listened to this podcast and said, I don't know what people are going to think about this.
I feel like he's just humiliating himself on the internet.
If you are suffering from early male pattern baldness, could you give us a like? Just a little like. If you're a lady and your husband is suffering from male pattern baldness, could you just give us a ha-ha on Facebook? Just give us a little laugh emoji? We know what it means. Wink. Wink emoji.
Wink emoji.
Do people say emojis?
The only people I know who say emojis are the McElroys.
I'm an old person.
And it's a joke that they do because Justin one time brought up the fact that he was 100% sure emojis were just slang for emotions.
Yeah, here's the thing though. I have a question. What's different than emojis and emoticons?
I don't know what an emoticon is.
Emoticons is what we called them before they were called emojis.
Oh, then nothing.
Like, they basically, the name? They existed on AOL well, Instant Messenger. Michael,
a question for you. What's the difference between pushing and shoving?
Pushing is selling drugs, and shoving is like, you know, just pushing someone.
Dummy. Or like, what's the difference between like, an apple and a tomato, dude? If we can look the
one
same.
One of them tastes good and one of them is not.
They both look the same. They're both fruits.
One of them is good in salsa and one of them is good when you smush it up. Oh, crap. That's the same thing.
One of them's not good in salsa.
I don't know. I feel like you could make an apple salt. I watch a lot of HGTV. No. Food Network?
I mean, you do watch a lot of HGTV.
I watch a lot of Food Network. I actually don't anymore.
Watch Food Network anymore?
I canceled my cable.
Because you became an actual old... You're like, hold on. Amanda, we're homeschooling, right? And she was like, yeah. And then you were like, we gotta cancel cable. Because I don't know any homeschool families that have cable.
Did you see smoke over there, or was that just me hallucinating?
Just you hallucinating. How many hours have you been awake, Michael?
Not as many as you might think. Not very many. I've been awake since 6 this morning, which means that I slept more last night than I have the entire week. Because my children, my sweet, beloved, wonderful, beautiful children, have decided that daylight savings is not worth their time.
Your precious little angels were like, no.
They're like, actually, Dad, even though that you set your clock back, it doesn't change reality, and I'm waking up at 5 today. Thanks. Signed, Charlie. Only he mostly just cried. And also he was teething, so he didn't sleep in the nighttime either. He just slept in... Never.
Not
he just didn't sleep.
Yeah, he just... Which, I mean, I feel like if we had to label a superpower for your son, it would just be to not sleep.
I was thinking about superpowers because...
Because Brown Note last week, yeah.
Because the Brown Note last week, and because Spider-Man is on my brain, the...
Oh, yeah, because you're just... Your favorite Christmas character is Spider-Man. Your favorite Christmas gift, but for your own personal Christmas. So, like, Christmas, we celebrate Jesus' birth. So, what you can call your birthday is your Michael Christmas.
Mike-mas.
What, Mike? Your
Nip-mas?
Your Chrismal.
I think the...
Chrisip?
No, the first part of Christmas is specifically referencing Christ, not me. So it would have to be Michaelmas or Nipmas. This joke has gone on far too long.
Yeah, your personal...
We both had birthdays, and now we're both old.
We're both old. Yeah, it's
weird. We're now the same age, old.
I crossed the threshold to old. So, good news is, every time I move, it hurts me a little bit, and I have a hard time getting out of bed now.
What if you had superhero regenerating powers? And
is that what you think I have because I'm not balding? Is that what you think that is?
Well, I definitely don't have them. But let's say you had superhero regenerating powers. When you get older, do you just not feel like aches and pains?
I don't think Wolverine feels aches and pains.
I thought Wolverine died.
Well, in which continuity?
I don't want to talk about comic books anymore. Superhero crap is out the window.
Spoilers, or in Logan.
I give superheroes a 5 out of 10 because some of them suck and some of them are good. And you
hey,
never know.
What, hey, why you gotta be freaking hating on Arms Fall Off Boy like that? Have you heard of him?
Yeah. His arms fall off.
And then he'll pull one of his arms off and then he'll hit you with it. Or what about the guy who's just a door? There's a guy who's superpower. He can walk. He's Shadow Cat-esque. He can walk up to a wall, and then people can walk through him to get to the other side of the wall.
I mean, at least when he's trying to, like, solve mysteries, it's always an open and shut case. Thank you. My name is Michael Nip. I've been here all day in this home. So, how was your week?
Week was not bad.
Did you get anything that you wanted to rate a 1 out of 10 out of anger? I want to give us the ability to just, like, boom, boom, guns blazing and take something down if we need to.
Yeah, traffic, Michael. Let me talk to you about traffic. So, I did this thing where...
What's the deal with traffic?
Well, you see... Were we both doing very bad sign films? So, that's my Kramer impression. I was trying to tweak. Can we get a thing started that's like an anti-twerk that's called, you just tweak, and it's just doing your best tweaking Kramer, or tweaking drug withdrawal? Well, or high. Depends on the drug.
If you think that we should all act a little bit more like Kramer from Seinfeld, give us a like.
Okay, first of all, let me say this. Screw ladybugs, dude. I'm about to fight that thing. Okay, it's gone.
My house is infected. Infested.
No, your house got really sick with ladybug.
Ooh. Down with the sickness.
Oh, I thought you were going to... I was about to do a Jonas Brothers love bug joke. But, For the relevance.
For the younger people in this audience that are not young, but younger than me.
Yeah. For my generation. Hey, I found out that my girlfriend went to a Jonas Brothers concert.
What? I knew she was cooler than you.
Yeah, isn't that sick?
Yo, I saw your girlfriend today.
Where?
Not telling you.
Oh, church.
Yep.
But do you guys both have sound?
No. I was playing piano. Way to keep it relevant, dog. I was just trying to say something creepy. You had to bring reality into it.
Yeah, what was I saying? Oh, traffic, right. So, I did this thing where I was driving, and I did... Over, let's say, 3/4 of my commute to work. And I usually have like a 45-minute drive, but it was a little bit snowy. So I turn off of the main road that I was on onto another pretty main road. And it was 7:40. I'm supposed to get to work at 8. And then I got to work at 9:30. Because everybody on the road did this prank where they had an existential crisis of what the heck they do in these metal boxes on the street. They're like, oh darn.
Because they wake up and they're like, how did I get here?
What do these things do? It's not possible that they go forwards. Because, Michael, let me tell you this also. There weren't any wrecks.
It was the average speed limit that you were, or the average speed you were going.
7 miles an hour. That's not an exaggeration.
So you could have run there faster.
I could have ran faster. No, I made that joke to my coworker. I said I could have turned off of 370, pulled my car into some sort of parking lot, parked it, and walked to work faster than it took me to drive there.
In your analogy where you're talking about going there faster, why did you have to park your car? Why didn't you just get out?
I mean, I could have gotten out. I mean, it wasn't going anywhere.
He's like, hold on. I could go park this car, and it may take a few just to park the car, and then I could get out and go faster.
Because I would still be faster. But also, here's the thing, Michael. I was at the very end of this traffic because I got to work. The truck that we were taking to the job site was already loaded, so I got out of my car, walked in, clocked in, got in the truck, drove. We passed all the stuff that I was driving through. Nothing was there. Truck completely cleared up. It was fine.
Walked in, clocked in, rocked in. You know the problem? You were taking the main roads, but you should have been taking the country roads.
Take me home.
Dude, your voice. Take me home. Take me home.
I feel like I'm losing my voice. But I don't feel sick in any way.
Oh, you don't?
No, which is a weird thing, right?
I feel sick, bruh. Sick, bruh. I feel sick. Are you sick? Are you sick? Are you sick? Are you sick of it? That's a song, right? I'll just reference it. Down with the sickness.
I don't know what that song is either.
Oh my word. Dude, I'm not that old.
What song is it?
Down with the sickness.
By who?
Disturbed or something?
Who? Oh.
No, I'm not that old, dude. I already referenced The Who, though.
Oh, by Blink-182?
Yeah, that's it.
Blink-182 is an interesting band.
I brought a topic that I want to write, and this is my real topic.
Okay.
This is not a fake angle topic, but it's sad. I want to write...
Is it sad? Okay, hold on, Michael. Is it sad, or is it just something we're going to give a one? Because if it's actually sad, can I pitch the idea of not talking about it on our comedy podcast?
I mean, for Joke Goose? You tell me. I gotta start this, and then you tell me. And if the podcast sucks, well...
Well, we'll know why this time.
Yeah, we've done it before, and we'll do it again. I want to rate the way that children just kind of don't notice the absurd amount of bodily fluids that is constantly leaking out of their orifices.
Are you talking about how, like, Chuck is not constantly dehydrated and, like, just trying to find always on that water it's grind? Like,
you want to know why children are freaking sick all the freaking time? Because, like, let's just okay, my daughter's pink eye again, right? This will be the second.
For real?
Yeah, so this will be the second week in a row that one of us has. We have to, like, stagger the church thing for Sunday and, like, it's just frankly getting annoying. And, like, here's the thing. If it's not our kids, it's the next kid in the nursery. Either they made it in the nursery and snuck in and they're spreading their diseases or they're going to next week. Here's the thing. Do you want to know why children spread disease so much? I thought it was their weak immune systems. And that may be part of it. It's the fact that human fluid...
It goes inside your body.
Fluids that discharge from the human body just carry germs.
I always thought discharge was exclusively used for creative terms.
If you pick up my son at any given point...
He's sticky.
He's...
And wet.
He's sweating. His eyes are probably covered in tears. His nose is running. He's drooling. And he's probably pooping and peeping at the same time. He's literally leaking liquid from every orifice possible for him to naturally or unnaturally be seeping some sort of bodily fluids. And they're just filled with all sorts of the world's greatest and worst things. Microorganisms. Pink eye. The cold. The common cold. The uncommon cold.
Do you remember the flu? The Kim Possible episode where they invent that big ray that cures the common cold?
The bubonic plague?
Ebola?
Ebola?
E. coli?
Salmonella? Standard food poisoning?
Chicken pox?
The measles?
Whooping cough?
The polio? What are other diseases? Keep on going. Cancer?
Fibromyalgia?
Alcohol addiction?
Heroin addiction?
Video game addiction?
A love for Nicki Minaj's music?
Separation anxiety?
Social anxiety?
Depression?
Oppression?
And or diarrhea?
So, like, there's a lot of... I think it's a miracle babies live past babyhood.
It's a miracle that everyone that takes care of a child somehow lives. Like, how do parents live? How am I? I mean, I am sick right now. That's why I have a cold, and you can tell. But, like, how am I alive when I hold two of these beings that are constantly leaking?
At what age do they not?
Do you?
No. Do you?
No, most of the time, at least, like, I feel like...
I mean, you sweat.
Like, there's designated... yeah, I'm always sweating. But there's designated places where you can get rid of your bodily fluids, and, like...
Now, dude, I have a poop... I don't think I've pooped or pee-peed since I was 10.
I need to get on that grind, dude. You know how much more time I would have in the day if I stopped number two in? I would have so much more time. That's, like, an hour every morning... Plus half an hour in the afternoon, and just for kicks, maybe 20 in the evening.
Just for kicks and giggles.
Yeah.
Poops and giggles.
Just for poops and peoples. Peeps. Peepees.
Peep. I don't think this is...
I rating children's constant... leakage of substances as a 2. And it's not a 1. Because I feel like if you gave it a 1, the only way to do it is remove children from the equation. And you know what happens when you remove children from the equation? China is about to run out of people because they stopped having babies.
Oh, yeah. That's
I made a geopolitical economic joke.
Oh, I was just going to say people can start having sex without consequences.
But are you trying to have emo Peter Parker hair?
I was, and then I was like, "Oh, I can almost make a V." Like a V with my hairline.
You can have a V with your hairline if you just get old and stop growing it like me. Look at that.
But then I
perfect M. Do you it's called a widow's peak.
Figure it out.
I think.
Did I get it?
I don't know. You look good.
It's a good look.
I would date you if I was a lady and not your brother.
What a good sentence you said out loud, Michael.
What did you bring to the table this week?
So you rated a very sad thing. I think I want to rate the peak of we never rated traffic. It's a 1 out of 10. The world would be better without traffic. The peak of human invention. Automatic doors.
Automatic doors
are very good because, like, let's think about it this way. Mike, actually, let me ask you a question, not think about anything a certain way. How many extra steps would you take to go to the automatic door rather than a regular door?
More than is good. I would probably, I mean, I'm not going to walk a long way because these boots are not made for walking. But I would go out of my way to,
hey,
to
Michael,
go through the automatic door.
Since you opened up that theory, what are these boots made for?
Moonwalking. And I don't go backwards through doors. It's bad luck.
Yeah, something to do with your horoscope. Good point. So, like, also, do you want to know a fun trivia fact that makes automatic doors even doper?
What?
Do you want to know when, why they were invented?
Why were they invented?
Do you know a TV show called Star Trek?
Yeah.
There is, on the bridge, automatic doors
mm-hmm.
that when they were originally filming that show, they paid two people whose job they would hide off screen and they'd slide the doors open and close, and they decided that those people were getting paid for essentially no reason. They could figure out how to do that without them. So they invented automatic doors so they could quit paying those people.
So Star Trek, the show that's all about people working together and there's no money anymore because they've solved the world's problems, got rid of two people's jobs with technology?
Yeah.
That sounds like freaking capitalism to me.
Which I can get behind.
In a world that we gave capitalism a 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10. Very early on we did.
We were...
It's established canon.
You know the things I know about Star Trek?
Okay.
The thing I just told you. This.
Yep. He's doing the live long and prosper symbol.
There are four lights.
Do you know what that means?
No, because here's the thing. That's the end of things I know about Star Trek. I don't know what the four lights things means, though. Okay.
I did hear you make that joke on another podcast today, and someone else laughed about it. And I knew that you didn't know what it meant. But I didn't say anything. But I'm saying it now. I'm calling you out of your freaking bull. Because that's... I knew you didn't know what that meant.
Hold on, hold on. I have a guess.
Okay.
Somebody was like, hey... Like, Picard, is that a person?
Yeah.
And he was like, what?
Voldemort.
Voldemort. So, like, Voldemort was talking to Picard, and so, like, you know how, like, there are lights, indicator lights for things?
Yeah.
So, they were like, how many engines are we firing? And he was like, there are four lights, because Picard, like, here's what I think Star Trek's about. I think Picard is, like, a captain or something. Is that right?
Yeah.
So Picard's a captain of,
a pirate ship?
No, he's the captain of the Great Fox, and, it's about them kind of flying around and solving problems and stuff, but also it's about his Did you see how my voice sort of went Daffy Duck for a second?
No.
For no reason, or did I hear that in my own head?
I think that was in your head. You sounded normal.
Dang it.
I don't know how to do it after that. Sorry.
No, you did it. You did it 10 out of 10. For a second, I had to look over. I was like, well, is that my brother Michael?
Did Daffy show up?
Stupid. So, Picard has to go and be like, I'm trying to think of how I want to say. Picard doesn't know anything about spaceships or captaining. He overslept, or his brother overslept.
Dude, how deep are you going to dig this bit?
I'm there. His brother overslept, and Picard got mistaken for his brother, Prince and Pauper style, and now he's the captain of the Great Fox with Voldemort, and freaking Slippy and the gang trying to do these barrel rolls and stuff, but he doesn't really get it or know he's doing it, which is why he said there's four lights rather than saying we're firing four engines.
If you were a Star Trek fan and this whole bit offended you, both because it was incredibly obtuse and also because you really like Star Trek, just put it in the comments and tag him and tell him what the crap is going on. I know what was going on because I've looked it up. I know what was going on. But
not because he watched Star Trek.
I don't watch Star Trek because I'm not a freaking nerd.
Are you one of those Star Wars plebs?
I think that Star Wars is fine. That's my true opinion.
Battlestar Galactica for life.
Star Wars, 7 out of 10. Solid 7 out of 10. I give every episode of Star Wars a 7 out of 10, including every episode of the cartoon. All of the cartoons.
No, there's some episodes of the cartoon that are bad.
7 out of 10.
Michael, there's an episode of the cartoon that's just about R2-D2 and two other robots that can't talk going through some ice mountains, and that is the full half an hour TV show.
7 out of 10.
No.
I've seen it.
Wrong. That's a lie. You just did a lie. How does that make you feel?
Good.
And how does that
because
make
I'm
you
not
feel,
a, I'm not a nerd.
No,
unlike the rest of you people.
On. So the lie made you feel good, but how does feeling good about the lie make you feel?
Bad.
That's good.
That makes me feel good. My conscience works, I think.
Which means it's all turned up aces for Michael.
Hey, here's the thing about automatic doors.
They're dope as heck.
Are they the height of laziness? Because, like, frankly, could you not have just opened the door yourself? Is it that much of a task?
Now, here's the height of laziness. The height of laziness
using an
is realizing the automatic doors for a place are broken and going, I think there's a closer Walmart to home anyway. And turning around and leaving, which is a thing I've done.
Or is the height of laziness not having regular automatic doors and hitting the handicap button as a non-handicapped solid person?
That might be the height of laziness.
Which I've also done.
I mean, dude, I don't want to touch that door. I don't know where those people's hands have been. I really do like automatic doors.
I mean, they do make you feel like you're important.
They make you feel like you're important.
You can do the hand wave and people think you're a Jedi.
You can, like, you feel like sometimes you can do this fun game when you're like, I'm not walking into a Walmart at 2 a.m. Because if you've seen the people at Walmart in 2 a.m. and walking in to a freaking Star Wars space cantina scene with worse music. And you walk in there and you see some of those boys and girls and you go, yep, for sure not of this planet.
Dude, let me tell you something. So, like, there's a big thing going around the internet is people of Walmart suck. Like, everyone's been talking about this, especially, like, I target them with the moms. They talk about how, like, Target's good and Walmart's bad because Walmart's where all the plebes go and Target's, like...
You wanna,
hot poop. You let me tell you what.
I've never felt judged inside of Walmart.
You never feel judged inside of Walmart? Let me tell you what. Walmart's cheaper. That's just fact. You never feel judged inside of Walmart. And let me tell you what. You know why you haven't seen the people of Walmart in a Target? Because you are the one. You're the person. If you're like, man, I go to Target and everybody's normal. This place is awesome. You look like a freaking homeless person. I've gone to Target and known it. Sometimes I'll go to Target dressed like a person of Walmart just to, like, show those people that they exist in Target, too.
To try to...
I'm trying to stop classism, man.
Yeah, dude, you're freaking waging a one-man war.
It's classist.
Raging against the machine.
I'm raging against the machine of Target.
Why can't I say machine? I said machine. It's not late.
I like... automatic doors, and I would rate them an 8 out of 10.
I like them a lot.
Would you rate them higher than an 8? I really don't think they've contributed literally anything to society. Oh, no! Hold on.
They lost those people their job.
I stand corrected. They lost those people their job. That's a negative. However, I don't think the toys from Toy Story would have been able to escape Al's Toy Barn.
Or break into
Al's Toy Barn had the automatic doors not existed. Where they all had to do the thing where they jump up and down.
No, dude, see, they would have done the thing. What they would have done is much like Space Jam. They just would have found a trench coat and stacked up on each other's shoulders. And walked up.
It takes a lot more toys to stack up than Monstars.
Well, it only took 5 Monstars. How many toys were there? There's Woody, Buzz.
I thought Woody was in there.
Frick.
Buzz,
Rex, Boy,
Ham, RC,
Lil
Bo Peep, the radio with the microphone,
Slinky Dog,
Slinky,
Spuds,
Mr. Potato Head,
right, that's his name,
Mrs. Potato Head, that one, like, buff-looking, He-Man-looking yellow dude with the silver helmet.
Yeah.
Did you already say RC?
Yeah, well, you did.
Dang
it. The telescope guy that talks.
Telescope?
He's a binoculars, I mean.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The walking binoculars.
Does he talk?
Yeah.
I think the first time I saw Toy Story and he talked, I didn't realize it was him because he doesn't have a mouth.
Yeah.
I just thought it was someone else talking off screen.
Because some people can talk that do have mouths. That's 10 toys. How tall is 10 toys? Hold on.
He is standing up and he's walking behind the curtain. He's left the studio and he is actually going upstairs. He's gone upstairs. If you know the song Take Time to Realize and you want to correct us again, once again, just tag us, hit us with a comment. I honestly have no idea where he went. Take time to realize that he's back. And he has a bucket full of my children's toys. A basket, to stand corrected. Are there 10 in there?
I didn't count.
He's not counting. But he is placing them on the ground. Are you going to stack them?
Who?
Okay, he's got 3. Right now he's got 2 cars, a dinosaur, and a second dinosaur. I don't know if we have 10 toys here. A third dinosaur. That's 3 dinos and 2 cars.
That's 5.
And he's having a hard time keeping it straight. This is approximately 1 foot tall at this point. A fourth dinosaur is still approximately 1 foot tall because the dinosaurs do not really stack very well. How about you just lay them end to end and we guesstimate? Because, like, if they're real, they could, like, probably balance each other or, like, tape. Okay, so he's doing this now. We're laying them on the ground. This will give us a little extra height. We're basically film theory and game theory at this point. We're like a theory channel, and we're giving you the biggest science. Oh, this is actually a lot taller. We're up to 7 toys? 7 toys, and this is like 3 feet long. Which, I don't know how tall normal people are, but we're getting closer to that normal person height.
That's 10.
10 toys.
Okay, so... can Molly set off an automatic door?
Yes. So
that's not what we were solving. Can Molly push open a door?
No, not at a Walmart.
Yeah, you're right. They did need the automatic doors for Toy Story to work.
That gives automatic doors a 9 out of 10. That automatically raises their rating by an entire point.
Because they're not just lazy?
Because they're not just lazy. It actually helped the toys in Al's Toy Barn. And we all know that Toy Story 2 is...
the best Toy Story one?
Vital to the franchise.
And also to every kid's life and journey.
My children haven't seen it. But they should.
Do you think Molly would get that one?
There's not time travel, so probably.
Okay, there's not time travel in Lion King.
I mean, it's basically time travel. He goes from being, what?
A baby, a cub.
A baby cub to a grown man.
To a man.
In a single song. Hakuna Matata, Hakuna Matata, Hakuna Matata, Hakuna.
It means no worries for the rest of your days. It's a problem-free philosophy. Hakuna Matata.
Thank you for listening.
Did she just think Mufasa or Simba was Mufasa for the ever since that happened?
Yeah, she thinks Simba just ghosted the movie. Like he disappeared. She also thought that Nala was his mom.
Okay, weird.
And then was confused when his mom was back.
Was she really confused? Because did she ask who it was?
Yeah.
And he said it's his mom.
Yeah.
And was she just like, but that...
Thanks for listening to Life's What You Rate this week. As usual, actually, I've been doing a post-credit ad thing and a pre-credit ad thing, so we don't have to do as much as we really do. But what I do want to say is, if you like the show...
does this thing look like a gangster if I sit like this?
Make a thug face. A thugger face. Okay, now he looks like Jay-Z, so yes. Yeah. So here's the thing, though. Like, if you've been listening to the show and you like it, I want you to do something that you've never done before. And give us a like on Facebook or like a thumbs up on YouTube, because that crap helps us and it lets us get seen by more people. And we really like to make people laugh.
We're in the last part of the year, people.
Listen, here's...
Let's have new experiences. 2018, do something new and different.
We are in the 80s now on likes on Facebook. I would love it if we were able to get to 100 likes on Facebook by the end of this year on our page. And also, like, the more people like our stuff, the more people are able to see it. So if you thought anything was funny here, if you could just give us a like on Facebook, give us a like on Instagram, give us a thumbs up on YouTube or whatever, that's awesome for us, and it really helps us spread the type of humor that we hope people laugh at. So, like, if you laughed at anything in this, could you just give us a quick like or a ha-ha? You don't have to share it, but that would be dope, too. We love it when we're able to make people laugh. That's the whole reason. If we did not ever make people laugh, we would probably just stop doing the show, since that is the point of a comedy show, is to make people laugh. So, like, give us a like, give us a share, just do what you can.
Give us a hug.
If you want to, you could also, like, give us some money by going to whackmatters.com. There's a donate button. There's also a place where you could buy an awesome t-shirt that says Whack Matters on it. That supports both this show and all the other shows that we do, which you'll hear about in the post-credit ad. But, like, there's other shows we do, and they're awesome. And we love you all, especially you, and you know who I'm talking about. Oh, wait, that was for the person, right? My bad. He was trying to do the love you sign for the audio listener.
That's a love you sign.
It was a heart.
The heart.
It was the Justin Bieber heart. Anyway, do you have a joke?
Fart!
To end the podcast with. Is this the first episode you've never had a dumb joke? Is Google going to have to fill in for us?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting.
Moo!
Until next week.
I have a better one for next week.
Until next week, stay down with the sickness. Don't get down with the sickness.
Thanks for listening to the podcast that we produce here at WhackMatters.com. Just in case you didn't know, we have a lot of different shows running right now. There's Life's What You Rate It, where me and my brother Mark rate everything on a scale from 1 to 10 that exists in the entire universe. Tune In, where Marcus and his friend Karsten talk about cartoons and their value for people of all ages. Of course, Whack Tracks, where me and a bunch of friends make commentary tracks for whatever shows or movies we might be into at the time. And our newest show on the network, The Music Matters, where my friend Trevor creates a discussion around all the matters relating to music. If you'd like to support the content we make here at WhackMatters.com, please go to WhackMatters.StoreMV.com and check out our merchandise section. We sell t-shirts right now, and there's more merchandise to come. Even if you don't want to buy a t-shirt, there is a donate button at WhackMatters.com that you can use to support the content that we already make and to help fund creative ideas for the future. Additionally, this podcast is also brought to you by Audible.com. If you go to audibletrial.com/whackmatters, you can sign up for a free 30-day trial with Audible.com, where you get to listen to a free audiobook of your choosing and can continue subscribing for an awesome audiobook content subscription. Remember, that's audibletrial.com/whackmatters. We love you all and hope you will continue checking out the content we make here at whackmatters.com. Have a great day.